deal between the tobacco companies and some state attorney generals. It's a terrible deal. We're working to stop it. Clinton will decide whether he's going to propose something like it to Congress for next year. The deal basically was that the tobacco companies would pay $368 billion over 25 years. Sounds like a lot of money. Watch this. In real dollars today, you know, discounted dollars, it's about $110 billion. They then can deduct it on their income tax. That knocks off 35%. They then can transfer it in higher tobacco prices, which are much lower than in Canada, so they're not going to lose that many customers. In other words, they don't pay anything themselves. It's either transferable or deductible. At the same time, the settlement, if passed, would increase their stock price and increase their stock options and make the executives very rich. And there are a lot of other things. The agreement gave them free hand overseas to hook hundreds of millions of youngsters. It gave them ways to tie up the Food and Drug Administration and regulation of nicotine. It gave them control of confidential documents that could put some of their executives in jail. It was a great victory for the tobacco companies. But they gave the symbols to the attorney generals, Joe Camel, no more, Marlboro Man, and $368 billion over 25 years, which, of course, not out of their pocket, and not all that much when you finish with deductibility, etc. So we're pushing to block it. Right now, it would not pass Congress. A lot of opposition in Congress. Clinton wants a deal, like anything. He always wants a deal, you know. So he may be an impediment if he supports it with some modifications. And our approach is let the litigation proceed, the private litigation on part of the victims, the secondhand smoke victims, the attorney general cases. Let them proceed. Let the documents spill out, how they lied, how they destroyed documents, how they deceived people, how they manipulated kids, how they spiked their cigarettes, and build up more and more power against them for much more powerful regulation and restrictions. This is the biggest killer, preventable killer in America. You know, 420,000 deaths. And it's 5 million deaths worldwide, and it'll be probably 300 million people will die in the next generation worldwide. This is big, too. It takes the addictee and the addictor. And if you want to go to the cause, you got to go to the addictor as well as trying to change the social ambience of smoking into a stigma. Smoking is now more of a stigma than it was 20, 30 years ago. When I went to college, I'd walk into a lecture hall, I could hardly see my classmates smoking like crazy. Prohibited now. They'd blow smoke in your face if you were a non-smoker. Hey, why don't you smoke? So the more the stigma applies, the more smoking goes down. And in our country, in 30 years, smoking has gone down from 44% of all adults to 27%. California, it's 21%. So there's been progress.